Energinen Vaasan seutu ohjelmasarjassa tapaa tänään Yhdysvaltain Suomen suurlähettilään Bruce G. Orekin. Hän vieraili maanantaina Vaasassa puhumassa Future Workshop-seminaarissa. Ennen tuota seminaaria hän tapasi kuitenkin Rannikko-Pohjanmaan yrittäjiä, sillä Rannikko-Pohjanmaan yrittäjät vierailivat hänen luonaan viime vuonna ja nyt oli sitten vastavierailun aika ja ensimmäiseksi Bruce J. Orek kehoitti yrittäjiä näkemään mahdollisuuksia. Maailma muuttuu nopeaan tahtiin, uhkien sijaan pitäisi fokusoida hänen mukaansa mahdollisuuksiin.
Yeah, well, where people see challenges, I see opportunity. And that may sound the same, but it's different. If you see something that's a challenge, you may go, I don't know. Do I feel up to that? Do I want to do that? But when you see something that's an opportunity, you run right for it with arms open. We have the ability to frame the way we see things. And if we see them as opportunities, then we will embrace them and find ways to make it work. And if we see them as challenges, we may say, well, you know, today I'm just going to stay home and watch television.
Here in this region, we see new energy as a big opportunity. Your thoughts about that?
I call it our new relationship with energy. Our need for energy is not going to go away. In fact, our need for energy is growing. But we know that the way in which we have both acquired energy and used energy doesn't work. We can't go on doing that. And so in this new relationship with energy, the ability to become more efficient, to substitute alternatives or renewables, to find different ways to embrace the benefits of energy in a manner that serves us better, is the single greatest opportunity in the history of mankind. $100 trillion global economy, all tied to our energy use. So there isn't a single aspect of business, I don't care what business, that doesn't get better as we reinvent our energy relationship. We know that we have to renovate all of our existing building stock because our existing buildings are not energy efficient. Believe it or not, something like 75% of the total electrical use here in Finland, they account for about 40% of the carbon emissions of Finland in the built environment, not cars, buildings. So that's got to be invented. Every one of those renovation jobs is a job that will be done by Finns in Finland. This is not export. This is self-generated economic growth. So, and in doing it, the better you get at it, the better skill sets you'll acquire. There'll be technologies and processes and things that you can then sell to others.
So we have a new relationship with energy, but we have a new relationship also with water.
Water is a very precious resource. The studies are uniform that there are going to be severe water shortages across parts of the globe. And from Finland's standpoint, because you're blessed with great water supplies and a lot of snow and rain, so it's a regenerative asset, the opportunity exists to think long term, what's water worth per liter? When do we start planning pipelines down into Central Europe so that we can sell water? How do we distribute water profitably? So those are complicated questions, but if you want to think of it this way, you could say that Finland arguably is the Saudi Arabia of water.
Here in Vaasa, you met people from the industries, but also business people. And many of those business people want to do better business with the USA. Yeah. What is your message to them?
The opportunity is about getting the Finnish skill sets better known in the U.S. marketplace. Fundamentally, it means Finland being more comfortable in promoting itself, in pounding its own chest and saying, hey, I do this very well, come look at this. I know that at certain levels that seems contrary to the Finnish nature about, you know, being quiet or being not bragging, but being a good business person is not bragging. And good business in the global marketplace, good business means getting known.
So it's all about branding.
Branding, marketing, customer care, again, if you have the best product in the world, I don't care what it is, if you have the best product in the world and nobody knows about it, you're not going to be able to sell it. I think what we can do to help is to remind you of the skill sets you already have. No one has to remind a Finn that they're good hockey players, certainly not today. And nobody has to remind a Finn that they're good skiers or that they're good designers. What you're going to learn from America is the reminder that you're actually good at marketing, too.
Thank you. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Näin Yhdysvaltain Suomen suurlähettiläs Bruce J. Arick, joka vieraili maanantaina Vaasassa Rannikko-Pohjanmaan yrittäjien vieraana. Hän puhui myös Future Workshop-seminaarissa. Arick arvioi, että energian säästöön liittyvä teknologia on tulevaisuuden ala, joten Vaasa on hänen mielestään tehnyt oikean päätöksen. Joka puolella pitää lähivuosina kuluttaa aikaisempaa vähemmän energiaa ja kaikki, joka edistää tätä, on pelkkää plussaa Suomelle ja ennen kaikkea omalle seudulle. Oma energiateollisuus on merkittävä työllistäjä. Arickin mukaan jokainen euro, joka käytetään kotimaiseen energiatuotantoon, hyödyttää elinkeinoelämää viisinkertaisesti. Arick muistutti myös, että vesi on tulevaisuuden öljy. Vesipula on hänen mukaansa todellinen viimeistään parinkymmenen vuoden kuluttua, ja nyt voisi hänen mukaansa olla aika suunnitella vesijohtoa Manner-Eurooppaan täältä Suomesta, jossa vesivarastoja riittää. Hän ihmetteli haastattelussa myös, miksi suomalaiset eivät ole hyviä markkinoijia maailmalla, vaikka suomalaiset ovat kautta aikojen olleet hyviä tarinan kertojia. Hän arvioi, että suomalaiset ovat itse 90 vuotta uskotelleet itselleen, etteivät he ole hyviä markkinoijia, mutta tämä ei hänen mukaansa pidä paikkaansa. Suomalaisten täytyy kiertää maailmalla, markkinoida ja hoitaa hyvin asiakassuhteita. On hymyiltävä ja puhumalla selvitettävä asiakkaan tarpeet. Tässäkään ei hänen mukaansa kannata puhua haasteista, vaan pikemminkin mahdollisuuksista. Näin Yhdysvaltain Suomen suurlähettiläs Bruce J. Arick, joka siis vieraili Rannikko-Pohjanmaan yrittäjien vieraana maanantaina Vaasassa, jossa hän myös puhui Future Workshop-seminaarissa.